Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teen Connect on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Yashvi Javia, and I'm joined today by my friend and now familiar voice on the show, Helen. This is Helen's second time joining me on the podcast, and I couldn't be more excited to have her as a future host of Teen Connect. As always, our audio editing is handled by James Ziprot.
Here on Teen Connect, we spotlight the voices and stories shaping our generation. And today, we're thrilled to welcome someone who's done just that on a national stage. Isabel Mendoza, the 2025 Poetry Out Loud National Champion.
And now, it is my immense pleasure to announce the results of Poetry Out Loud 2025. The 2025 National Champion of Poetry Out Loud, winner of a $20,000 award, is Isabel Mendoza from Pennsylvania!
It's so nice to have you, Isabel. Let's start from the beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, hi, it's nice to be here. I'm 18. I just graduated high school. I'm an actor in the theater. I love poetry, and I also really love music. Other than that, there's not much else about me.
That sounds like a lot in itself. But you said you were an actor, so what initially inspired you to get into like acting or performing?
Well, when I was a little kid, I just always loved watching the magic of that coming to life, and I felt so connected and seen by the kids playing the Munchkins in Munchkinland. And I just remember I had never felt happy like that before. And then in middle school, I had auditioned for the fall play, and I got in, and it was amazing. And then from then on, I just never wanted to stop. And so I'll be in the theater for the rest of my life.
That's really inspiring. So do you have any specific goal or target in mind when you're like on stage and performing?
No, there's no goal. The idea is just to give back to the theater what it's given to me. So throughout the rest of my life, I really am interested in doing regional work or community work or national or international, professional, just doing everything that I can and putting my hands in every part of the theater world that I am able to, even outside of acting.
Cool. When I was contacting you, you said you're like rehearsing for something. Do you want to like tell us about that?
Yes, right now I'm rehearsing for Newsies and Hair up at Rebel Stages in the Delaware Water Gap. Newsies premieres July 11th to 13th, and Hair premieres the 18th to 20th. I'm really, really excited for those. I don't usually do musicals, but right now doing two in rep is really cool. It's pushed me in different ways, and I really like that.
Wow, so what are those musicals about?
So Newsies is the movie from the 90s with Christian Bale. It's a very, I wouldn't say kid musical, but it is about little boys who are just poor and living in like the substacks of New York and sell newspapers to get by. And Hair is about the protests against the Vietnam War through the lens of what they called hippies, and none of them take that term as hippies, but it's about the be-in in Central Park, and it's from 1968 or 69, and it's a really vital musical to be talking about right now.
No, I love Newsies. I've seen it before. I haven't seen Hair, but I've seen like Hairspray, which is like similar era. And then kind of like shifting it a little bit. So obviously you recently performed and won the National Poetry Out Loud contest, which is amazing. Could you give like a brief overview of what it is?
The Poetry Out Loud competition is a competition where you start out at your school-based level and you audition with one poem that they have on their categories of poems on the website. And you have to win at the school level. And then once you win at the school level, you then go to regions. And there's a whole bunch of different regions. I believe Pennsylvania had about 12 or 13 different regions. And it's just all of the competitors in that area of come together to compete. And then once you win regions, you go to states, which is at your state's capital. Ours was in Harrisburg. And that was my first time ever going to the capital. So that was really cool. Then I had won that one. And then from states, which was in March, you then go on to Nationals in May, and it was a three-day event. The first day was just, like, a welcome day. There was a meet-and-greet gala. We got to meet Major Johnson, which is a really awesome poet. We got to meet the past winners. That was really cool. And then the second day was the semifinals. And so different sides of the U.S. competed at different times. So the Northeast and East Coast was in the morning. So I went in the morning of that day. And then they chose three winners from each of the three different subsections that they've divided the state into. And then each winner then went on to the final. So that's why there were nine of us. And then from the nine, were one round where we all did our poems, and then a second round where we all did them again. And then after this round, we waited until they announced the top three, and then the final three would do their third poem. And then I won the third round.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So you performed the poem "Brother, I've Seen Some" by Kabir at the Poetry Out Loud contest.
"Brother, I've Seen Some" by Kabir, translated by Arvind Krishnamurotra. Brother, I've seen some astonishing sights. A lion keeping watch over pasturing cows. A mother delivered after her son was. A guru prostrated before his disciple. Fish spawning on treetops. A cat carrying away a dog. A gunny sack driving a bullock cart. A buffalo going out to graze, sitting on a horse. A tree with its branches in the earth, its roots in the sky. A tree with flowering roots. This verse, says Kabir, is your key to the universe. If you can figure it out.
How did you decide or connect with this particular poem?
This particular poem was actually the hardest to understand because it's from the perspective of someone who has lived life and who has gone on and done all these things and seen all of these amazing things. Not that I didn't understand it, but I could not pull that from in my life because I'm only 18, and when I picked it, I was 17. And as much as you can experience life, I feel like, well, this poem in particular was not difficult for me to understand, but very specific because it's about someone who's lived a life. And since Kabir is writing this after Arvind Krishnamurotra, it was very interesting to try to put my hands into because as much as I've lived, I haven't really lived. And so experiencing that and tapping into something that was completely different for me to get this message across was really interesting because I simply had never thought about life that way. But now I think about that poem and I think about hope for the future and excitement to experience all of these new and different things that the mind doesn't always pay attention to.
To follow up on that, do you have a particular favorite poem?
Favorite poem outside of the competition or favorite poem of mine ever?
Of yours ever.
That is the hardest question to ever ask a poet. I don't think I know because I love poetry and so many different poems for different reasons. And sometimes I'll read an anthology and I'll recognize a poem I've seen before. And in that moment, that is my favorite poem. And then in an hour, I read another one, and then it's my next favorite poem. So I'm not sure, but my favorite poets are Lord Byron, E. Cummings, and the poetry found in the art of Jean-Michel Basquiat. And that means a lot to me.
Do you write any of your own poems?
Oh, yes.
And then following up, in what ways do you think poetry differs from like other types of performing arts? Like performing poetry, specifically?
Performing poetry is a different realm that you enter because the freedom of poetry and the lack of bones that are its expression is what makes it so special and how it can be interpreted in genuinely millions of different ways when you put millions of people with the same piece of work. And I think that that is what invites me and takes me in by interest, because it is so cool that all these different people can find the same solace in a poem that means something so different to all of them, but it's this text.
So going back to that one moment, what was running through your mind as you performed your third poem for the National Poetry Out Loud contest?
I felt like I was gonna give it my all. It felt like, weirdly, it kind of felt like it was my last moment of love. I was like, if this is where I am and this is what I'm doing, I'm going to pour it all out. And so I did. I gave that everything that I could, all the preparation, all the time spent just in that moment overflowed out of my body.
Yeah, before this podcast, Helen and I were like watching some clips, and we really saw like the passion, like the emotion when you were just reading poetry. Like, I'm not a huge fan of poetry, but I was like never really expecting someone to like give so much like dedication to it.
Yeah,
so
it was really moving. It was great.
Thank you.
And then were there any like specific teachers, mentors, or family members who helped like nurture your love and passion for literature and performance?
Absolutely. Well, all of the teachers in my theater department, like Diane Wagner, Kelly Minner Bicker, Ashley Weller, and Annalise Rodriguez, as well as Rip Can Tell Me, but truly, Diane Wagner, she shaped my life around this world of understanding drama and literature in a way I never had before, because she invited this creativity that you don't necessarily see applied because she is a writer herself. I got to see it from the other perspective other than just reader, and that really meant a lot to me. And I remember my first time really understanding that in my freshman year, and then from then on it was like flying solo overseas with this infinite knowledge about these things that I love now.
Interesting. Is there any like line that you remember from a specific poem that has like really stuck to you?
Well, all of them have really important things to me. I can name one from each of the poems I perform. From Black Matters, pride is born in the black and then dies in it. That is just loud in the ways it needs to be. Brother, I've seen some. This is your key to the universe if you can figure it out. And I carry your heart with me, I carry it in. Truly the line, I carry your heart with me, I carry it in my heart. That is everything.
Thank you. And then do you have any words of advice for like upcoming or current teens within the arts industry today?
I know it sounds cliche, but just be yourself. There is nothing and no one that can tell you what to do when you are just truly living as what you were born to be.
And I definitely think that in like today's society, there's like a strong push towards like careers in the STEM field, often like overshadowing the value of arts and like the liberal arts. So why do you think like this field of like the arts is sometimes seen as less essential? And what role do you think these like artistic careers still play in shaping our future?
Well, firstly, I think STEM and blue collar jobs are very important because they lay the foundation for our economy and our world. But art makes the world go around. Art is what people sit and watch when they're bored. Art is what people involve themselves in when they want to see something pretty. Art is around us in every single way. And when people push away the artist, you are truly shoving down something amazing that now you won't be able to experience because you've pushed someone into a job they don't want to have. And I think steady jobs are important, but I also think having a side of an escape or a express yourself in something different really matter all of. So even when people say I'm not that artistic, everyone is artistic and everyone has creativity. They just need to channel it.
Yeah, your response reminds me a lot of Dead Poet Society when they're like medicine, law, like business. These are all like noble pursuits necessary to sustain life.
Yeah.
But like poetry, beauty, romance, these are what we stay alive for. And that's like a really important quote, I feel like. I always think of that.
Poetry, beauty, romance. Yeah, it's true.
Or what was a key takeaway you learned from your experience at Washington, D.C.?
I learned a lot about our country that I didn't really know. How political art always has been, and how art exists as a protest against feelings within yourself or against the society that you are in. And I knew that, but being in DC in May and doing those poems that I did, and being the ways in which I am, it was very loud to me that I was saying something that other people weren't calling.
No, yeah, I totally get that. I remember, like, in some of my English classes, we would, like, analyze, like, poems or, like, pieces of work that symbolize, like, the zeitgeist at the time. So I think that's really important that, like, even today in today's society, we still use, like, art and, like, specifically writing as a form to, like, show our zeitgeist. So, like, in the future when people read it, they'll, like, understand what we were going through.
But, yeah.
So thanks so much for joining us in this dialogue so far. You're listening to Teen Connect on WDIY with our guest, Isabel Mendoza. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Teen Connect. We're here with our guest, Isabel Mendoza.
What other activities do you do outside of performing, would you say?
Outside of performing, I've taken an interest in stage managing and spotlight operating, as well as costuming. Theater really encompasses my life, and I love that, so I like to keep it that way. But outside of performing, I do a lot of the technical things and front of the house things when it comes to being in the theater. I like skateboarding. I've been doing that since I was like 12. I love to swim in any body of water. I think swim is the nicest physical escape. I like running. I'm very active.
I was going to say, like, circling back to helping backstage, I feel like the stage crew is, like, such an essential part of all performances that's constantly overlooked. I mean, they're really vital. What would you do without them? But that is very cool.
Just, like, a personal question I have, what has been, like, your favorite play you've been in so far?
Again, a very hard question. I have a favorite play outside of what I've been in. My favorite play is Rhinoceros by Eugene Ionesco. I've loved every show that I've done. I loved Blood at the Root by Dominique Mariso. I played DeAndre. I loved The Broken Window by Diane Wagner. I played Ronnie. I loved Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. I loved Mamma Mia. And I say love because it was then, but I still love them like I did them yesterday. I loved working as the assistant stage manager for Charlie's Aunt. And these are just things that mean the world to me. And so it's hard to choose a favorite when all of them were downright amazing.
Yeah, I know before we asked you what inspired you to get into, like, acting performing, but, like, what inspired you to get specifically into poetry?
Sort of always have been. Like, you know how in elementary school they have you write haikus and you read Dr. Seuss, and children's books are poetry, and so finding that always was just a comfort. And then as I got older, we would write poetry in class. I would go home, I would write it myself too. Poetry has just grown up with me. I read The Bronx Masquerade by Nikki Grimes in sixth grade, and that changed my life because I had never read a book in verse before. And then I found myself constantly reading books in verse. Then I found myself constantly reading plays. Plays are poetry. I find poetry in everything. Poetry is the world. And so I've loved poetry in the same ways I've loved the world just throughout my entire life.
Off that topic, the poetry that you write, are there around any specific topics or in a specific form of poetry?
No, I'm really into free verse.
This is kind of another tricky question, but do you have a personal favorite artist? Like, not only in poetry, but just, like, even more broad, like, in any spectrum of the arts.
Absolutely. Well, Jean-Michel Basquiat, he is, sometimes I feel like the living, walking version of his art, included in ways that make so much sense to each other in those pieces, and I feel that way. He is my absolute favorite, because I've never felt so seen by someone who I've never met, and will never meet, unfortunately.
So before you participated in like the Poetry Out Loud contest and all those different stages, how did you prepare for it? And what were like the hardest and easiest parts of preparing for this contest?
There was no hard part. I prepared by only rehearsing when I felt like I wanted to. I didn't want to milk myself of this, and I didn't want to do it too much, because once you start to do something too much, you start to not like it anymore. And once you start to force yourself to do things and you don't want to do it, you are now ridding yourself of why you liked it in the first place. And so I would just rehearse when I felt like I needed to. And that was it. If that was once a week, that was once a week. If that was once every 4 weeks, that's what it was. And I knew to keep it always in the back of my mind and not let go of it and not forget it. And that's what helped me prepare the most.
I feel like that can be applied to so many other things, too. Like, I do ballet, classical ballet, a lot of the time. And if I'm having a bad day or whatsoever, I start to hate ballet. But it's not that I dislike. It's me on that specific day, do you know what I mean? So it's good to, like, kind of separate these things. Yeah.
It's necessary to separate these things, because you have to prioritize your well-being over what you love. Because once you start to push yourself in ways that you don't want to be pushed, what you love is no longer what you love.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your favorite part of performing overall, if there is one?
The connection that I start to feel. Sometimes when I'm on the stage, I start to feel like I'm presenting to the entire world, even if it's just 300, 400 people. I start to feel like the whole universe is in front of me, and I'm projecting what I was meant to do to them. And that is my favorite part about performance, just connecting with the people who came to see it.
That's really inspiring. So do you have any, like, regrets or mistakes you'd want to share with other teenagers pursuing their passions today?
No, I don't regret anything.
That's a great answer.
And then if you could have dinner with any person, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Maybe, like, James Baldwin or Martha Stewart or Nelson Mandela or Barack Obama. I'm not sure. Oprah. I'm not sure.
Those are some good answers. I feel like I would pick Albert Einstein, because I want to know how smart he actually was. Like, just talking to him, if he would actually...
He founded relativity. That is the man who understood what made the world go around. Him and I share a birthday, actually.
Oh, really? I share a birthday with Usain Bolt, but I'm not fast at all.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm not studying relativity or gravity, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I share a birthday with anyone, actually. I'll do some research
on it. You definitely do.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, future plans or anything that you hope to achieve in coming years?
I hope to just keep being myself and having a lot of fun while doing that. That's what I want to get from life. Fun, balance, and music.
I know you recently just graduated high school. Congratulations. How was it like going to Charter Arts?
Phenomenal. That is where any young artist in the Lehigh Valley or Pennsylvania should go to harbor what they're doing. I couldn't have went to a better school. It was like Bohemia every day. I loved it so much.
So in your future plans, do you plan on continuing like your education in the arts, or are you going to go straight into like acting?
Oh, well, I'm going to try my best to do both simultaneously. I'm going to Pace University to get my BFA in acting, so I'll graduate with a degree in drama. And while I do that, I want to keep auditioning, and I want to keep doing whatever I can locally in New York City. because that's where it's at. That is the cultivation of art right there in New York. And so I just want to keep doing what I'm already doing while still learning, because you can never stop teaching your mind.
Yeah, so like you mentioned New York, is like Broadway a goal for you, or like something you hope to do one day?
Well, that's like asking a football player if they want to win the game that they play on Friday. Of course. That is what you look forward to. It's not the only thing I want to be doing, and it's not the main final. I have to be there. But if it came my way, absolutely. And I would be more gracious than I've ever felt, because that is the Super Bowl.
Well, we'd come see you if you ever were on Broadway. Right? We'd cheer.
Yeah. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode of Teen Connect. Isabel, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your incredible journey with poetry and performance. Since the program began in 2005, more than 4.5 million students and 85,000 teachers from 21,000 schools and organizations across the nation have participated in Poetry Out Loud. For more information about this program and how to participate, visit poetryoutloud.org.
Yes, thank you, Isabel. And to our listeners, thanks for spending time with us on Teen Connect here on WDIY 88.1. Be sure to join us next time as we continue highlighting the stories and issues shaping our generation. Until then, stay connected.